So, Sherry, tell me how you feel about change.
Okay, is it appropriate for me to make like gagging sounds, like retching into the toilet sounds at the beginning of a podcast? Or should I wait at least 5 minutes before I do that? Like, if I knew how to make the sounds of being strangled, oh my gosh. I love change when I am the one making it happen and I'm totally in charge of it. I love that kind of change. Whee! And at this moment in my life, none of that kind of change is happening. So I hate change. To quote the Grinch, I loathe it entirely. How about you, Amy? How do you feel about change?
Didn't you like the way I tried to say it with an excited voice at the beginning of
Yes!
the truth
Perky!
is yes. Oh, everybody's favorite. So the truth of it is though, is I always say I am change averse. I'm like you though. Like sometimes I like change if I'm in control of it.
Not the C word, the C word. Control.
But generally, I like things to stay constant. And boy, in this season, none of us have a constant, do we?
Not in the least. Well, especially as an Enneagram One, you probably like to get things so they are just so, just right, and then, of course, you want them to stay that way and for nobody to mess them up.
Okay, here's the secret. So everybody's home, of course. Anson, my oldest, is home. He's on hiatus from a tour. Barry is who usually travels about half the time is home all the time. Usually when Barry leaves, the minute he walks out the door, I put everything in its place. And I sit and I look and I smile and it stays there until Barry gets home. And that's not a slam on my husband, girls. I promise. He is my favorite person on the planet, but he doesn't have a place for things like I do. So yeah, change is hard.
Well, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
Today, well, we're going to tell you about a little change and the near demise of Grit and Grace.
I think you all know that back in January, I called Amy to tell her that I needed to back out of our speaking engagement in Hawaii. What you don't know is the question that she asked me after she assured me that she would miss me, but she would manage just fine without me for the speaking engagement. She asked me a very specific question.
Well, Sherry was in the throes of a lot of things, including her dad's illness. And so I just said, Sherry, do you need to also back away from Grit and Grace? And listen, I choked up while I said it, I'm sure, because I love Grit and Grace and I didn't want it to go anywhere, but I just knew that this might be the time for it to end.
I had told you that I had just gone through my calendar and I was just starting to take things off. I can't do this, can't do this, can't do the other thing. Hawaii was one of them. And if my memory serves me, either you said or kind of what I received was, is Grit and Grace something else you need to take off your calendar? And I had just parked my car when I listened to the message. And you just have to imagine me taking my arms and putting them up on the steering wheel and then putting my head down in my arms. And I just bawled, like the complete body heaving, chest racking kind of sobbing. Because the thing is, I knew that the answer was yes. I knew that I needed to take Grit and Grace off my calendar. And I so did not want that to be the answer. But I couldn't lie and tell Amy, no, I'm doing fine. There's no problems whatsoever. We can keep doing this in the midst of everything else. But I also couldn't stand the thought that Grit and Grace was over. So I messaged back. I messaged you back, Amy, and I said, you know, that's probably a good idea for us to take a little bit of a hiatus. And then Amy had to go and twist the knife.
Well, I mean, I thought about that word hiatus, and it's even to me, Sherry, it still felt like a weight and it felt like pressure. And so I just responded to you, as you know, hey, that still sounds like a lot of pressure. And you had a tremendous amount of pressure on you from a lot of different directions. And I think that we need to do a hard stop. And so I talked to Barry about it too. And he talked about, you know, the great athletes, Michael Jordan, for example, they're the ones that really step away while they're at the top of their game. And this is, it felt so bad, didn't it, Sherry? Because it's like, wow, we had more downloads that month than we've ever had before. We just love what we do. We love you guys. I mean, we really do. When we hear from you, you cannot imagine the emails that fly back and forth between Sherry and I. And we just couldn't imagine it, but it felt like a hard stop was the right thing to do.
If you had used any word other than pressure, I would have fought you tooth and nail. But of course, pressure was the key word. It is the key word that defines our book, Exhale. Like we've said, it's for the woman who's suffocating from all the pressures. And so I had to acknowledge, and it did feel so strange. I mean, when you shared what Barry had said, I was like, theoretically, I understand this to be true, that people often quit at the top of their game. But I mean, for a perfectionist, recovering, reforming perfectionist, who's been striving her entire life, the idea of stopping at the top was like, what? This is crazy talk. But I realized you were right. I mean, it just, you know how something, you can fight it with your words, you can fight it with the surface part of your brain, but like in the core, like really, really, really kind of in your soul, you're like, it's right. It's true. Like I could spend weeks fighting this thing and it'd still come to the same conclusion. So I accepted that this was the final decision and that Grit and Grace was coming to an end.
Except it wasn't really the end. Because here's what happened, y'all. So we're like, she says, yes, you're right. Let's do it. And then I got Voxer after Voxer with ideas about how we could not stop.
Okay, so hang on a second. But you are the one. Of course, you really walked me through this. You assured me that we would still talk to each other, which was like really important because I'm
gosh, yes.
I cannot imagine my life without, I mean, like, what? How would I even know what I was thinking if we didn't talk things through?
Exactly.
And then I think somewhere in there, I think you just said it probably to make me feel better. You probably said something like, well, there's nothing that would stop us from starting another podcast someday. And of course, that's all that Sherry Gregory's little crazy idea generating brain needed to start going on the hamster wheel. And so here's the crazy thing that I absolutely did not expect. And that is, once my brain had accepted that Grit and Grace was done, like not on hiatus, but done, all sorts of new ideas showed up that really, there's no way they could have shown up without putting that full stop. And so we even did go back and forth, you know, I was testing you. I was like throwing ideas out to see if you would be like, Sherry, shut up. We're done. And, you know, so we ended up with this little bit of banter back and forth, like what we would name a new podcast. So we even tried a few other names and realized we both love Grit and Grace. We didn't want to move away from it. And then once we kind of settled that, it kind of hit me, maybe it's not Grit and Grace that needs to end. Maybe it's Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules. In fact, it then hit me, when we started this podcast, we named it based on very much an idea that I had, which was this whole idea of breaking bad rules. And I realized, hang on, for like 3.5-4 years, we've been doing this kind of based on my ministry. But I know you're pivoting your ministry. And I thought, well, what if we switch the podcast so it kind of follows where you're going? I mean, things change over time.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So what I would love, is for you to share with our listeners a little bit about your ministry pivot, just as an example of a change that you've chosen. It chose you and then you've chosen. So share a little bit about what that's been like.
Well, for over a decade, really what I have, the foundation of what I have spoken and written about is deeper relationships. So deeper relationships with God and other people. And then the turn it took about halfway through that decade was that I started talking about perfectionism, because perfectionism was one of the main agents that ruined my relationships. Mm-hmm. And I've talked a lot about that here and how God used some imploding relationships to really point out my problem, which was my own perfectionism. And so Sherry and I mean, Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, it was Sherry's concept, but it was such a great fit for me. Mm-hmm. And because it is who I am too. And so, you know, here we've been rolling along talking about perfectionism and people pleasing, and this all fit exactly where I was until a couple years ago. Really, it started about 2 years ago, but I think it was about a year and a half ago where I was on a conference call with Kathy Lipp and Sherry, and Kathy, we were with a bunch of interns, so women new to ministry and kind of new to this idea of what your calling, your ministry niche is. And Kathy goes, so how many of you don't know what your ministry niche is? Raise your hand. And I raised my hand. She goes, Amy Carroll, why are you raising your hand?
Okay,
we're going to talk about this later. Well, the truth was, it was funny that I raised my hand, I guess, but I was being honest that I was in this kind of quagmire of like, I don't know who I am anymore. And what I had not recognized is that God was wanting to shift my ministry and what I was writing and speaking about. And I just hadn't recognized it. So I just felt lost and I was just floundering around. Well, I had a great call with Sherry and Kathy, and out of that call came my new tagline, which is Tender Hearts, Strong Voices. Mm. And the shift is that God, I've talked about perfectionism and people pleasing for so long, but I've grown just like you've grown, Sherry, and our listeners have grown. And this has been going on for over a decade. If I still was stuck in the perfectionism and talking about it, there would be a problem. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's not part of who I am anymore. It's just not the main part of what God's doing now. The main part is that He is teaching me how to use my voice for Him in this very divided culture in godly ways. Mm. And so that's what I've started writing about and speaking about. And it's very different. I mean, it's a hard left turn, you know? And so finally, I've got my website up to speed on all that.
It is amazing. And we will put a link in the show notes for this so that listeners, you've got to go check it out. It is absolutely, not only is it absolutely amazing, but Amy, it is so you. Like your new tagline is so you. And here's the thing. Could you be where you are right now if you hadn't done the work on perfectionism?
No. And in fact, you were the one, Sherry, because I'm working on a new book proposal with Lynn Cowell, which I'm super excited about. And it's such a long process that we've been doing, but the longer we work on it, the better it gets. And I'm so excited. But you were the one that pointed out Exhale was a follow-up to Breaking Up with Perfect. Yes. It was the sequel. Mm-hmm. And then the next book that we're working on is a sequel to Exhale. It is fleshing out Living Your One Life Well. And I hadn't even seen that myself, but it's really following the trajectory of my growth and what the lessons God has been teaching me. So, which totally makes sense. Mm. So, Grit and Grace is like a trajectory too.
Yeah. So what you're experiencing is this really organic and natural change as God has been leading your ministry. And so we're going to be taking these deep breaths here because God's doing the same thing with Grit and Grace. I mean, listeners, you know, if you've been listening for a while, that subtitle, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, that we've had for 3.5 years on this podcast, came from a failed book proposal. But 2 years ago, that book proposal became a contract and it became a book that released a year ago, Exhale, and we wrote that book together. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we're done, but it just occurs to us now that maybe that phase, that stage has served its purpose and God is leading us to move on to something new.
So instead of being done with Grit and Grace, so we're not obviously done. We're here. But we feel like God is leading us to shift to new topics. Now, let's be clear. We are not completely done with perfectionism and people pleasing because this is still our our baseline struggle. Mm-hmm. So it's not that we won't ever talk about it again. But listen, we have 186 episodes about perfection and people pleasing, and that's a lot. And so for any of you who haven't listened to all 186 that feel like, don't leave me here, I'm still struggling here, that's okay. You've got a bunch more episodes to listen to, and then you just keep right up with us.
So we realized how much we have been living by a particular bad rule. And the bad rule goes like this: never ask for help. You should be able to do this all by yourself. And I'll be honest, that bad rule, which we've just kind of unearthed more recently as something we've been following, that bad rule really almost was what caused us to quit Grit and Grace altogether. It really almost was the death of Grit and Grace. And we've realized that we do need your help and support.
We really do. And so Sherry and I processed, and we came up with three ways to ask you, our listeners, because if I say listeners, it could mean somebody else in the group, but we're talking to you today, babe. Like, the way that we need your support, we've three different things that we need. Number one, we really need prayer. Sherry and I have not had a prayer team for Grit and Grace, and we just feel such a deep sense of that need. You know, years ago, I had someone say to me, prayer is not the preparation for the work. Prayer is the work. And Sherry and I are such doers that we can kind of overlook prayer as one of those means of support, but we're realizing we need you if you are a prayer warrior and will consistently pray for us. So click on the prayer button at gritandgracegirls.com/support if you would like to join the prayer team. And we'll add you to an email list that will receive our prayer requests once a month. Now, the next two categories will help us fund Grit and Grace, because I've mentioned this here before, but the truth is we have a handful of Patreon supporters and we're thankful. But for the most part, Sherry Gregory has funded Grit and Grace. Sherry and Daniel Gregory have funded Grit and Grace out of their own pockets for 3.5 years. So three cheers for the Gregories. Okay. Like, we're so grateful for that. But the truth is that's not sustainable. It probably wouldn't be sustainable for you. It's not sustainable for me. And we want to raise support for financial support for Grit and Grace to take that weight off of them. We want to make our refresh of Grit and Grace sustainable.
So the second thing you can do, the first thing is pray, join our prayer team. The second thing is share. We would love to know if you know a sponsor that would be an individual or a company that would be interested in covering the full cost of one or two episodes, or an advertiser, someone with a product or a service that fits Grit and Grace that would like to get the word out during the podcast. And we promise to choose products that you'll love because we already love them. To share referrals with us, go to gritandgracegirls.com/support, and you'll find a form you can fill out there.
And the last way to support Grit and Grace financially is financially by giving yourself. Now, we want to give a huge shout out and thanks to our current Patreon supporters. Y'all have helped us keep the lights on to this point, but we want many of you to have a chance to support either with a small one-time gift, a monthly gift, a larger monthly gift. You'll be able to find out more information at that same place, gritandgracegirls.com/support.
So there's a couple of other bad rules that we discovered that we're breaking here. The first one is never ask for help. You should be able to do this all by yourself. So there we go, Amy. We have broken that bad rule. We have for help. We've asked everybody to pray, to share, and to give. A couple of other bad rules. One of them would be if something's working, you have to keep doing it the same way. And I'll admit that was hard for me to realize, what we used to do, it used to work. It's no longer working. And if if we keep on doing it, it's just going to get all the more damaging. But we can do that other C word. I guess we have two C words now, Amy. We have control and we have change.
Oh.
Doing this other C word, finding a new way to do things, is going to make things better. And then the other one, and I just love this one, once you've decided you can't go back. And I love that, because we did make a decision. We made the decision that we were going to end Grit and Grace. And then as we felt God leading, and we spent a whole week really praying over, had we even been called? You and I both did this separately, and I resisted the urge to try to influence you. I hope you noticed how very disciplined I was in not trying to like send you subliminal messages from me that, you know, seemed to be from God. I was very, very restrained. But after that week, we came to the same conclusion that God has called us to continue podcasting.
Yes.
And so I love that we broke those two rules, because I think those are subtle ones. If something's working, you have to keep doing it the same way. Not true. Once you've decided you can't go back, not true. So what's the scripture that you feel kind of goes along with what we've been talking about today?
Well, it's a familiar one, and it's one that we all need right now. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. So, Sherry, when you hear, when you process everything we've talked about and hear that scripture, where's the grit in it for you?
The grit for me is absolutely making that hard decision to quit Grit and Grace and then sit in the pain instead of running from it. And I was miserable and I wanted to figure out a way to change your mind. I wanted to figure out a way to say no to you. I wanted to keep everything going the way it used to be because I didn't know what would happen on the other side of that hard stop. And, you know, I was thinking about it this morning because now it's been a couple of months. If we hadn't sat with the pain, if we hadn't made that hard decision, there's so much that wouldn't have come, so much good that God had in mind that wouldn't have been able to happen. Like, we would have blocked that from happening. I would have blocked that from happening by refusing to experience the pain. And I am so excited about these changes and these pivots and this new direction that we're taking, that I look back at my January self and I'm like, oh, I am so grateful that I sat with that pain, that I cried all those tears, that I was that miserable. I'm so glad, but it was hard and I almost didn't. And so it gives me courage at the moment to realize, okay, as much as I might want to run from pain, I might want to numb from it, I might want to take the easy way out, that making these hard decisions and sitting in the pain of change, of a pivot, of moving into the unknown, so worth it. So worth it when we are clear that God is leading us. What's the grace for you?
Well, the grace, I've changed my mind from what I first put, because when I heard you talk about when you make a pivot, when you make a hard stop, the grace is that in these moments of change, in the pain of these changes that sometimes we're called to make, that is the only time when we can see the open door, the new open door. If we aren't willing to sit in the grit of the pain, we don't get to experience the grace of the new open door. And I feel like we've gotten to do that. And I'm so grateful, so grateful.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 187 of Grit and Grace.
Make sure that you stop by the website to see us, gritandgracegirls.com/episode187. There you'll find our transcript and details about how you can pray, share, and give.
We have questions for you to help us prepare for our upcoming interviews, and we're going to be asking them in our Grit and Grace Girls Facebook group. So if you're not yet a member, search Facebook for Grit and Grace Girls, and you'll find us.
Next week, make sure to join us when we'll be unpacking all the exciting pieces of this new direction that Grit and Grace is taking.
For today, grow your grit. Embrace God's grace. And when you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go right on ahead and break it. All right.
Yay.
You know what occurred to me this morning? We need a new ending. We can say grow your grit. We can say embrace God's grace, but we need something new after that.
Ah!
That is the last time we will say.
Oh, that's right.
When you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go right on ahead and break it. Ah, a historic moment. Put your thinking cap on. We need something else there. I think grow your grit, embrace God's grace. I think those still work, but we need something that happens after that. So, between now and next time we record, no pressure. Just come up with something brilliant.